Well, happy Monday morning to you. This is Pastor Scott coming to you on this, the 23rd day of the Serving Challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I hope you've had a nice weekend, and here we are making our way already through the month of March. It's amazing how quickly the time passes. Today, we're actually, as the fourth day, we're looking at the action aspect of serving like Jesus. And Pastor Zach today kind of brings us through a conversation about being comfortable and being uncomfortable and challenging us to step into places where we aren't comfortable in serving and responding to God. And he uses an acronym, JOY, to challenge us to consider or reflect upon whether or not we are only thinking of ourselves, what the way of the world is joy, just me, only me, yes, me, and the way of Jesus being Jesus, others, and you. And it's a reminder, I think, for us, although not easily rememberable for me, but a reminder for us, to be thinking of others and a part of our response, having received the love that we receive from God through Jesus, is that we share that same love with others. And not in ways that intentionally make us uncomfortable, but not shying away from situations that make us uncomfortable. And I would suggest not only in serving in ways where we feel good about ourselves after. I think one of the challenges when we're trying to motivate ourselves to serve and to give to others is sometimes we hold that carrot of, oh, think how good it'll feel, you know, that pat on the back or the acknowledgement or just the satisfaction of helping and serving somebody else. And while I think there is some of that, and it's human for that to motivate us on some level, primarily, that shouldn't be our grounding or primary motivating force as followers of Jesus. We should serve because we have been served, not for what we will get in return, but for what we've already received. And that may seem a bit like circular knowledge, but I think it is actually a matter of faith and responding in that way and allowing ourselves to be pushed, to be pulled, to be encouraged, to be nudged by God through the power of the Holy Spirit at work within us, even in the through the encouragement of others to do things and to serve in ways that we may not have expected. I got to be honest with you. I never would have imagined spending as much time as I do recording videos to go out on the internet. And yet here we are, and it seems to be a way for us to be able to connect even when we're not together in person in a useful way. And I never would have imagined that this would be a medium that I would find effective or others might find effective or fulfilling as well. So in that respect, it's a reflection on Jesus and reflection on others and through the encouragement of others and a need that we do this. And maybe there's some places in your life where you're being encouraged in a similar way. It's good spending a part of this day with you. I hope you have a great week, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for day 24 of the Serving Challenge as we continue to talk about action, the action part of this challenge. Take care.